Amy Oliver.
Amy, what you want to do? I think I can stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Yeah. Don't you think the time is right for us to find? Thought
were proper, could be right in time. 10:04 in the Mountain Time Zone. Welcome to the second hour of the Amy Oliver Show right here on News Talk 1310 KFK. Well, I had so much fun with her the last time she was on. Audrey Nelson, a communications expert, is on the line with me. And we were talking about gender communication, and actually it's Audrey, you were so funny in what you pointed out, and I can just see all of that stuff sometimes happening at my house. But for the most part, I think from the last time, I determined I do communicate a little bit more like men communicate,
right,
in that I'm you know, a little bit more direct, don't have a lot of time to massage conversation sometimes. So
exactly, good word, massage.
Yeah, so I'm a little more blunt. Also, and just in to try to be more efficient.
Right.
And so I loved what we were pointing out the last time. And this time, you know, and this is why our topic today is such a great one, because here is the most visible woman in the United States really playing in a man's world.
Right.
Politics at the presidential level. We've never had a female president. Certainly, you know, we've had a female vice president nominee with Geraldine Ferraro, but really Hillary Clinton is blazing a new trail.
She is indeed. And because of my work in gender for 30 years, I am totally absorbed and fascinated by watching how this is all being played out in the political stage, you know, of course, in the most public way. And also, for me, it's critical to look at how we view gender and what the gender factor is in this race. And it's huge. I know we have a race factor, and that's a whole nother ball game with Obama, but the gender, of course, has been primarily my work.
But we've done race before with people like Jesse Jackson.
Sure.
And we've even done religion before.
That's right. We had a Catholic president. That was huge. So we've blazed other trails. I always think it's fascinating that we're supposed to be, you know, the leaders of the world, that we've never had a female president.
So why... Let me ask you this. How is she doing? How do you think she's doing?
Well, I tell you, I am very excited by this whole thing. And Amy, correct me if I'm wrong, the Iowa caucus is January 3rd. I really believe if she snags that, she's our nominee for the Democratic Party. I believe she really has a strong chance in being president of the United States. But there's several gender issues. Here's the first one. I think it was either Ellen Goodman or Maureen Dowd used different words. I actually enjoyed theirs. It was doomed if you do, doomed if you don't. I've always called it for about 25 years the damn if you do, damn if you don't syndrome, or walking the gender tightrope. So what do I mean by that? The persona that Hillary is projecting is a very tight balancing act that she has to play on a tightrope that, quite frankly, women play this out every day in corporate America, in the workplace. So on one hand, the balance is if you're tough, if you're assertive, ambitious. Ambition is really not seen as feminine.
Hmm. Yeah, and I can understand that.
Direct. Yeah, direct, just like you were describing yourself and how I also would describe myself. Basically, any traits associated with leadership are viewed by both men and women as more male. Think about Margaret Thatcher. What do we call her? The Iron Maiden. Now, let's go to the other end of the continuum. if she shows any weakness, if, you know, let's look at the story of 1987. Representative Pat Schroeder announces that she's not going to be the candidate for her party's nomination for president after all. What does she do? She puts her head on her husband's shoulder and she cries.
You know, though, but how come it work? How does crying work for Bill Clinton? He can bring a tear to his eye and it
Thank
works.
You for bringing that up. Women who cry are weak. Men who cry are sensitive. So here we have, you know, that double standard. But see, she can't be too tough. She can't be wimpy. Let's look at the recent hostage situation.
Yeah.
She was under a microscope. Can Hillary handle it? Is she taking care of business? Is she acting fretful? Is she acting, you know, we want someone in control. That's why the crying was such an issue.
Well, let me ask you this. Did remember the debate where
yes.
she claimed to be beaten up?
Yes.
And it was sort of like the, you know, the female victim card.
Absolutely. You know, I have it right here in my talking points. I got to tell you that there's another perfect illustration. What is a debate? I'm in communication. We have debate teams. I loved graduate school because I love debate. I love people to tell me that something's the opposite of what I think because it gets me to think and it, you know, acid tests my ideas. So with her, what's a debate? Oh, we're beating up on Hillary. It almost sounded patronizing.
Oh, I
what,
thought so, too.
She can't handle it?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you, you know what? Listen, if I were afraid of being beaten up on a regular basis, I sure wouldn't be doing this job.
Absolutely. When you put yourself out front, you know, she's the pack leader. Of course they're going to go after the pack leader. But look, isn't that a perfect illustration of the whole gender issue being played out? Oh, they're beating up on Hillary. She can take it.
Well, absolutely. And I also think that in some ways they have been a little bit, you know, that they've treated her a little bit more kindly than they
yes.
would if she were male.
Exactly.
So in that respect, I think she's actually benefited.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Sure. I mean, there are always things to be gained on how you play it. But for me, it's always interesting to look at how do we perceive what is the gender issue, what we consider as masculine, what we consider as feminine. Let me throw another piece in it. Do you remember when her president, when her husband was running for president, the whole chocolate chip cookie incident? Boom.
Yes.
He was slammed as not being feminine. Do you see the tightrope?
Absolutely. Well, and how about the I'm not the whole Tammy Wynette stand by
That's
your
right.
man?
That's right. And so because she said that, and let's think about it. Think about all the past presidents' wives. Was anyone really a full-blown professional? You know, Hillary Clinton has been voted twice by her profession as being one of the most outstanding lawyers. She's a lawyer. She's brilliant.
Well, I got to tell you, Laura Bush might take exception to that as somebody who
yeah,
was.
I guess
she
she's
is
a teacher.
Yeah, a librarian, and that
she's
doesn't.
A teacher and a librarian. This is true.
I certainly wouldn't diminish what
no,
she did
I wouldn't either. But I'm saying, in terms of levels of profession, we might perceive a lawyer as maybe. How could I say it?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go through that one.
Yeah, I think, and I think teaching is a noble profession. I think teaching is something that we undervalue in this country, and I think our teachers are underpaid. That's another talk. But lawyers generally have more years of schooling, generally are in a profession that is more involves being tested, being assertive. I guess what I would say is all the teachers I have worked with, particularly if they're lower education, elementary school, if I put them up against in a debate against an attorney, I think I'd put my money on the attorney in the debate.
I'd put my daughter's fifth grade teacher up against.
There you go.
Up against pretty much anybody. But
right.
But I should say, you know what? Now that I think he's also, it's a man.
Right.
But let me ask you this. What about the communication? What about the, I'm sure that part of your, you know, we've talked about this, the nonverbal communication.
Right. Oh, you know what's fascinating to me? The nonverbal, women are always picked apart more. And the part I cannot stand is the whole womanizing piece. For example, you may not recall, I do because I pay attention to these things. Remember the headband issue? We were scrutinizing how she was wearing her hair. Help me with that.
Well, she has been scrutinized a number of times about her hair, about her
weight.
Well, also about her choice of clothing. But women are, and you know what? I guess part of that is it unfair? Maybe, but you know what? Welcome to the world.
That's right. No,
the other side of me just goes.
Yes, absolutely. We
so
judge
what?
A book by its cover. That's right, and that's how we are. You know, you better look at how you package yourself. What I'm saying is, there's another gender issue here. Is we don't really scrutinize his clothing, his appearance, his hairstyle, unless he got a $100 haircut.
Or a $400 haircut.
$400 haircut. Yeah, that even makes it better. So, you know, we tend to scrutinize women more on appearance than we do men. I mean, I know Ralph Nader looked a little not put together.
Oh, he looked disheveled. I mean,
the guy was like the absent-minded professor, you know, that. But that was also a part of his persona. But I just think when we begin to scrutinize, so, and I know, you're right, that is welcome to life. We do judge a book by its cover. You know, I do a program called The First 5 Seconds. I mean, we make conclusions, stereotypes, assumptions about people just based on nonverbal. So the nonverbal is huge. She clearly has to walk that tightrope and present a feminine issue, image, but also capable of all the leadership qualities, which tend to be more male.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. And I want to come back. I want to ask you about, see, you think Hillary could be president. I think she's got, I mean, I don't know. I got to tell you, I'm not certain she can be. And the reason I actually about 6 months ago would have said easily, I think Hillary can be president. Actually, my kids and I have had this conversation. But I look at stuff now and think, I'm not certain if she is the nominee,
mm-hmm.
that she can be president. And is that gender? Maybe. But are there other issues as well?
Absolutely. Oh, there can be. And of course, the big issue is the Oprah factor and the Obama issue. I mean, a really awesome tight ticket would be Hillary and Obama.
But I think that Hillary has a tougher time with women than she might perceive.
Well, I think that's a good point.
And I'll share with you why in just a minute. We have to take a quick break, but I love these conversations with Audrey Nelson. You can check out her website, www.audreynelson.com. You can give us your opinion if you like, 353-1310, 877-353-1310. Can Hillary be president? Why or why not? Can she balance that tightrope between leadership and being feminine as well? That, I think, is an interesting thought as well. All right, 10:17 the time. Coming back in just a minute. Stay right here. I'm Amy Oliver. You're on News Talk 1310 KFK.
Baby, it's bad out there. No cabs to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. Mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurting my pride? Well, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Amy Oliver, bigger signal, bigger program. We are News Talk 1310 KFKA. Michael Savage at 6 on News Talk 1310 KFKA.
If you want reality, you can turn on this show. Maybe reality's too much for you. I don't know. I know it's too much for corporate America. Corporate America is filled with cowards who want vanilla. They want vanilla talk show hosts. In fact, they don't even want talk radio. They want the ratings of talk radio without the talkers and without the content. They'd rather have nothing on the air. I suppose that they figure that there are more terrorists who can drive a Buick than there are conservatives.
Michael Savage at 6 on News Talk 1310 KFKA.
William Moore Jewelers believes that the best value is the right diamond. And let's face it, there are ugly diamonds out there. Diamonds that aren't cut well or full of inclusions and unwanted color. At William Moore Jewelers, they believe the right diamond, regardless of size, is a beautiful diamond. A diamond that is cut to reflect light completely. A diamond you'll love. That's the right diamond, at a value that fits your budget. Experience the difference a beautiful diamond makes at William Moore Jewelers in downtown Greeley, across from the courthouse.
What's your excuse for not going to Ames Community College?
College is too expensive.
Actually, Ames has many financial aid, scholarship, and grant opportunities to make your college dream a reality. And our tuition is the lowest around, just $50 a credit hour for most folks in Weld County. Ames College has busted the excuses of more than 200,000 students since 1967. Talk to an advisor today or check out the What's Your Excuse link at www.ames.edu. Classes begin January 14th.
Americans are used to paying a little more for convenience. Five extra bucks for the guy to bring the pizza to your house. A higher price tag on the aspirin at the convenience store. More per gallon when the guy puts the gas in the car for you. But Allstate actually charges you less to make things more convenient. If you insure your house and your car with Allstate, you'll save money. Up to 10% off the auto bill and 15% off the home insurance. If you ever need to use that insurance, you'll have the convenience of having only one agent to call. The Allstate Home and Auto Discounts. More convenient, more reasonable. You shouldn't have to pay more for convenience. That's Allstate Stand.
Call Kurt Overturf, your Allstate insurance agent, at 353-1990. Kurt Overturf is located at 1115 11th Street. Call 353-1990. You're in good hands with Allstate and Kurt Overturf.
Santa is coming to Big R of Greeley on Saturday, December 15th from 10 until 2. Bring the kids, cameras, and camcorders. Big R will have gifts for all the children, popcorn, goodies, and surprises. Sign up to win either a 26-inch bicycle or the 6-foot stocking filled with treats and toys. There will be many in-store, unadvertised Santa specials at both the main store and the farm store. Big R still has a very large assortment of toys, riding and pedal cars, and planes. So stop by Big R of Greeley on December 15th to see Santa, located at 310 8th Street.
Pure Body Spa is now open in Greeley at Center Place Shopping Center on 47th Avenue and Highway 34. Pamper yourself and relax in our modern facility where being a physician-based spa sets Pure Body Spa apart. To celebrate the opening of our second location, we are offering a champagne lunch and spa treatment of your choice with any Botox, Juvederm, or other medical treatment. Go to PURESKN.com for a complete list of treatments and packages or to purchase a holiday gift certificate. That's PURESKN.com or call 330-6155.
It's not too late to head to the mountains. Now's the time to buy at Economy RV. You have to get down to Economy RV's 2007 clearance sale. You will save thousands at Economy RV's 07 clearance. Oh, and did we mention that we also have some used units as well? It's not too late to experience the outdoors. And now is the time to buy your RV or camp trailer or toy hauler. Get to Economy RV's clearance sale today, 3231 West Service Road, or on the web, economyrv.com. Economy RV, large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
Nearly 15,000 Northern Colorado homes were purchased in the past year. These households are important to our communities and our economy. I'm Phil Schwoller, publisher of the Homesteader, Northern Colorado edition, and I'm pleased to welcome all of you to the neighborhood. You'll receive the Homesteader each month as you set up your home and settle into the area. You'll get great articles and information, as well as introductions to businesses and organizations eager to support your new home and your lifestyle. Folks like Kruger & Clary CPAs, Aspen Leaf Dentistry, and the Windsor Charter Academy. Learn more at ColoradoHomesteader.com.
Celebrate the holiday season this year in style in Estes Park, Colorado. Partake in Estes Park's Grand Old Xmas Celebration, December 7th through 9th and 14th through 16th. Enjoy the art exhibitions, self-guided tours of galleries, a Celtic Christmas concert, dinner, and of course, shopping at many of our local stores. Listen to 1310 KFK Daily for your chance to win an overnight stay and tickets to a Celtic Christmas. For more information on Estes Park's fabulous Grand Old Xmas Celebration, call 970-586-9203 or go to www.estesart.com.
Visit 1310kfka.com and find out why we were awarded Best Radio Website in a Major Market by the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air.
1024 in the Mountain Time Zone. You're on News Talk 1310 KFK's Amy Oliver Show. Talking with Audrey Nelson, who is a communications expert. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and her communicating, especially as she is playing in a boy's world, let's be honest. First time we've had a woman as a presidential candidate. And I don't know, Audrey, if you heard the intro music, Barbara Streisand came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Does that make a difference?
You know, I believe because of the way that plays out against the Oprah endorsement of Obama, you know, it's, who are the heavy hitters? But, you know, I got to say, if you put Oprah up against Barbara.
Yeah, I think more people are choosing Oprah. But let me ask you this question. Here's one of the things that I think women will look at. And, you know, Hillary, when Bill Clinton, obviously her husband, there have been allegations of cheating. And then it played out right there on television.
Right.
She stood by him. You know what? I got to tell you, I think to some women, she looked weak.
Sure.
I think that is offensive to some women.
Well, I think there were two camps of women. One that was stand by your man. Two was the other camp is why didn't you ditch the guy? Well, you know, we know the public persona that she played out, you know, for all of us. You and I don't know what goes on. But, I mean, come on, do we call this really a marriage?
No. And that's the other thing, too.
This
is an arrangement.
You know what? It's for you know how I see it, just from strictly a logistical and wanting the best thing for this country, is it's a Kmart deal. We'll get a two-for-one.
It's the blue light special.
Not only have her, who is she going to hold counsel with? Come on, Ronald held counsel with Nancy. He even terminated some key people based on her recommendation. You know, it's the pillow talk. I'm sure.
But are they actually sharing a bedroom?
Yeah. You know, they run things by their spouse. And, you know, I got to tell you, he's experienced. He's been around the block. He's also, if you just look down at legislation and policy, he's done more for women, really, than any other president. Now, do I condone his behavior with Monica? Well, number one, it was consensual. Do I think it's presidential? No. Have other presidents done this? Oh, my God.
Well, but worse than that, you know what, though? He humiliated her.
Yeah.
I mean, she goes out on national public, she goes out on television, on national television, claiming a vast right-wing conspiracy.
Right. That
and
was wild.
He's throwing her to the wolves.
Right.
So I look at that and go, this is somebody who is willing to throw her totally under the bus.
I mean, that really did ding her credibility.
And it was also
a face losing, you know, it's embarrassing.
Oh, absolutely. And so I think in some ways that whole situation loses voters. I mean, I think there
it
are
does.
People because
know,
it
Amy,
goes
don't
to
think
credibility.
About it, big picture, we got 50% of this country is divorced.
Yeah.
So half
yeah.
the people out there are, you know, single head of household men or women. And I think a lot of people could identify with her of the public humility. I mean, I know I have women friends here whose husbands have had extramarital affairs, who have flirted with women at office parties.
Absolutely.
In front of them. I mean, you and I, we all know that's nothing. That's nothing new. And it is. I think there's a sympathy component.
Absolutely.
And one that makes her real, and in a way we may admire her, look at her.
Yeah, and that's what why I asked the question. I mean, I think he, if you talk about a two for one, you look at that and you go, if he was willing to do that to his wife, knowing full well that she was lying as she went out there.
Right.
I'd
love to know who concocted that story.
That is the smarmiest.
Yeah, she obviously got advised poorly.
Yeah, and I got to say, part of that was probably from him. I mean, I'm sure that he...
Let's cook this up.
Yeah, let's make it a vast right-wing conspiracy, because everybody's going to...
Let's make it work for us.
Yeah, everybody's going to buy that.
Right.
And then when it actually... That, to me, I look at that relationship and go, a two-for-one, that You know, it'd be at least, you know, Nancy and Ronald Reagan had a true love for each other. Mm. I look at Bill and Hillary Clinton, and you like you said, it's a Kmart. It's a buy one, get one free. It seems to be an arrangement. But let me ask you, how about on gender? How does she do a good job of communicating with men, do you think?
I think she does a pretty good job. I think if someone were to say to me, what group does she have more of a problem with, men or women? I would say women, only because she has a pretty strong male style. But balancing again, she's a great mother. She really did a lot to shelter and protect her daughter from the public eye. You know, there are many things we like about her, even though, you know, the chocolate chip cookie incident. But the big factor for me is what I call the credibility gap, which we've known about in psych research for 30, 40 years, and I know about it from my work. If you put a man or a woman in front of a group, and let's say we can equalize, they say the same thing, present the same information, both men and women, audience members, will perceive the man as more credible than the female.
Hmm.
And Malcolm Gladwell, in his best-selling book, The Tipping Point, uses a great example of symphony tryouts. And I never knew this, but there tend to be gender instruments. So women tend to be more violin players. It goes on and on. For the horns, the clarinets, anything that takes lung power. Long story short, he uses an excellent example where there was sexism going on. You know, the credibility. Can a woman really? So they did blind judging. They put the tryout folks behind a curtain.
Interesting.
Okay. Isn't that fascinating? I'll use myself as an example. I get on an airplane, and I've had many friends who are pilots. I get on an airplane one day, I look in the cockpit, you got the pilot, the co-pilot, the flight engineer. And I always look in the cockpit because I want to see gray hair. I want to see seniority. I don't want to see some 30-year-old who's cheated in his logbook, you know, flying. I want to see somebody who's a Vietnam veteran.
Not, you
know,
that you're biased.
Been around the block for as much as I fly. I look in the cockpit, it's three women. Here was my first reaction. I went,
oh, we're going down. Yeah.
And then I caught myself. Look, I was doing it. This is my work. I've been in gender for 30 years, and I did it. And Malcolm Gladwell talks about a test that you and I can go online. It's through Harvard, and it gets at racism as well as sexism. He even was doing it.
But you know,
we're so ingrained.
But you know where women, and this is where I think Hillary might have a problem, especially with the whole issue of morality. Women tend to win. When women got the vote, it was, we're going to bring morality back to politics. Yeah,
we're
like that happened.
Drinking,
all that stuff.
Right.
Women were responsible for getting prohibition passed.
Yeah.
Without even having the right to vote.
That's
so
right.
Women have this huge moral factor. If a woman comes out and says, I'm a mom first, and I'm doing this for my children,
sure,
we tend to believe her more than we'll believe a man.
Sure.
So
you know, that's universal. You know, I always say culturally, you know, an international, cross-cultural, universal truth is women tend to be, doesn't mean they always are, all women, tend to be the keeper of the rules of a culture and society, of the mores, you know. And I tell people, test drive this. He has an affair, She has an affair, whoa.
You know,
we're the keeper of the morals and the rules of how a culture should govern itself and conduct itself. It's just a cross-cultural phenomenon. It's true.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, Audrey, we are up against a news break, but thank you. So I'd love to check in with you, especially after the Iowa caucus.
Oh, yes. That
would be fabulous. Audrey right. Nelson, check out her website, www.audreynelson.com. 10:34 the time. We have to check in with Troy Coverdale over at the news desk. Stay right here. I'm Amy Oliver. You're on News Talk 1310 KFKA.